Lesson 17. John Blake was visiting a museum when one of the exhibits, a pendant, was stolen. In the museum, at the same time, he saw a man with a scar. This man behaved very strangely. John and his friend, Mary Green, decided to find the pendant and its thief. They went to Anthony Fawcett, a collector of old things. While Fawcett was telling them about the pendant, John noticed a photograph on the table. It was a photo of Scarface, the man in the museum. The man in the photo and the man in the museum were one and the same. There was no difference. They were the same. The same face, the same scar on the face, the same blue tie with red circles, the same man.
Margaret, here's a piece of cake for you. Bobby, here's one for you.
Mummy, I want that piece of cake.
Bobby's cake?
Yes, I want that piece of cake.
But darling, it's the same as yours. Yours is no smaller, no bigger. It's the same size.
I want that piece of cake.
But why? It's the same chocolate cake. It's the same size. It also has a nut in the middle. It's exactly the same as yours.
I want Bobby's cake.
Do you know what you want? A good smack on the bottom.
Bobby needs a good smack too. He had the same piece of cake as mine. Now he has to have the same smack.
Fawcett saw John looking at the photograph. He got angry and rude. He told them to leave. Back at Mary's car, they were terribly frightened. They found one of Fawcett's dangerous pets, a snake, in the car. Fawcett came along. Mary started to question him about Scarface.
Who is the man with the scar?
I don't know a man with a scar.
Then who is the man in the photograph?
The man in the photograph?
We saw a photograph on your table. There's a man in that photograph. A man with a scar.
You said you didn't know him.
Did I?
You know the man in the photograph.
Oh, yes. I know that man.
He has a scar. It's the same man.
Is it? How interesting.
Who is he? Who is that man?
My nephew.
Your nephew?
The man in that photograph is my nephew.
But...
Now I'll go back to the house. You have no more questions, I'm sure.
We won't ask any more now.
But perhaps we'll ask more later.
At first, Fawcett said he didn't know Scarface. But then he said, the man in the photograph is my nephew. It was his nephew, his brother's son, or perhaps his sister's son, his nephew. John said that Scarface and the man in the photo were one and the same. Fawcett said, is it the same man? How interesting.
Interesting? That's an interesting word. I'm interested in the word interesting.
Good, Kathy. Listen.
What an interesting picture.
Are you interested in pictures?
Yes. Pictures interest me very much. Can you hear that interesting music?
Yes, I can. Do you like it?
Yes, very much. I'm very much interested in music. Music has interested me since I was a little boy.
John said that the man in the museum and the man in the photograph were one and the same. Suddenly, Fawcett got annoyed. He warned them not to ask any more questions. He warned them. He said that something bad, something unpleasant would happen if they didn't listen to him. He warned them.
Charlie, don't go near the river. You'll fall in.
No, I won't.
You will. I'm warning you, don't go near the water.
Daddy, help! Daddy, help!
You see, I warned you. Give me your hand. I told you not to go near the water. I warned you, and you didn't listen.
Mm-hmm. Fawcett warned John and Mary, "One day you will ask too many questions."
One day you'll ask too many questions. Then you'll be sorry.
Perhaps.
I'm warning you.
You're warning us?
Advising, then. I'm advising you. You'll remember my advice, won't you?
We'll remember you.
You'll take your snake away, won't you?
I'll take him home. Come along. You'll go home now. You'll go home too, won't you?
We'll go home.
Good night, Miss Green. Good night, Mr. Blake.
Good night.
And you will remember my advice, won't you? No more questions, please.
So Fawcett warned them, but he himself looked worried too. He wasn't happy. He wasn't at ease. He was worried. John and Mary got into the car and started to drive home. On the way, they talked about Anthony Fawcett.
He'll make trouble.
Fawcett?
He warned us.
He's worried.
I'm worried, too. What will he do next?
What will we do next? He's hiding something.
Yes, he's hiding something.
We'll find out what it is.
Will we?
Then we'll find the thief. And then we'll find the pendant.
Will we?
Yes, we will.
In the car, Mary and John were wondering what to do next. Mary said, "He's hiding something." Then she said, "We'll find out what it is." Mary was sure. Mary decided to find out. Mary was determined. She said, "Yes, we will." But it was late at night. They both went home. John's landlady was waiting for John.
Landlady? Land and lady?
Well, actually, flat and lady. A landlady is a woman who owns a flat where other people live who have no flat of their own. They live in the landlady's flat and pay for it.
Well, Mr. Smith, do you like the room?
Yes, it's nice. How much is it a week?
£5.
All right, I'll take it.
Right, but if you want to live here, you have to keep my rules.
What rules?
Rule one, you have to pay on Monday.
That's all right.
Rule two, you have to be home by 10 o'clock.
By 10 o'clock? But I'm 30 years old. You can't tell me when to come home.
Yes, I can. I lock the front door at 10 o'clock.
You mean you lock the door? You shut it and turn the key in the lock. If I'm late, I can't come in.
That's right. You can't come in.
What a terrible landlady you are. What rules? No, I won't keep your rules. I won't take the room. Goodbye.
And almost the same thing happened to John Blake. His landlady was waiting for him. She was angry.
You're late, Mr. Blake.
Oh, no, Mrs. Cave. I'm early. Look at the time. It's not 10 o'clock yet.
I know the time. You know my rules.
Yes, Mrs. Cave. I know your rules. You lock the door at 11:30.
You know my rules about visitors. No visitors after 10 o'clock.
But we said good night outside.
Who said good night outside?
My friend and I.
There is a visitor waiting in your room.
A visitor in my room?
A man.
Who is he?
I don't know. He asked for you. But it's nearly 10 o'clock, and you know my rules.
What is a man doing in my room?
He's waiting for you, Mr. Blake.
Oh, that's exciting. Who was the visitor who came so late at night?
You will hear about the visitor later, but now... Exercise Your English. Exercise 1. Listen to the example.
What an interesting picture.
Are you interested in pictures?
Listen, speak, listen.
What an interesting picture.
Are you interested in pictures?
What an interesting language.
Are you interested in languages?
What an interesting book.
Are you interested in books?
What an interesting experiment.
Are you interested in experiments?
What an interesting machine.
Are you interested in machines?
What an interesting exercise.
Are you interested in exercises?
Well, yes. Exercises interest me very much. So let's listen to the next one.
Exercise 2. Listen to the example.
Look at that man.
Oh, it's the same man we saw yesterday.
Listen, speak, listen.
Look at that man.
Oh, it's the same man we saw yesterday.
Look at that girl.
Oh, it's the same girl we saw yesterday.
Look at that photo.
Oh, it's the same photo we saw yesterday.
Look at that car.
Oh, it's the same car we saw yesterday.
Look at that dress.
Oh, it's the same dress we saw yesterday.
Look at that advertisement.
Oh, it's the same advertisement we saw yesterday.
Look at that tie.
Oh, it's the same tie we saw yesterday.
Exercise 3. Listen to the example.
It's not 10 o'clock yet.
But it's nearly 10 o'clock.
Listen, speak, listen.
It's not 10 o'clock yet.
But it's nearly 10 o'clock.
It's not noon yet.
But it's nearly noon.
It's not tea time yet.
But it's nearly tea time.
It's not 6:30 yet.
But it's nearly 6:30.
It's not Easter yet.
But it's nearly Easter.
It's not evening yet.
But it's nearly evening.
It's not midnight yet.
But it's nearly midnight.
And now let's listen to our story once again. John and Mary were questioning Anthony Fawcett about Scarface.
Who is the man with the scar?
I don't know a man with a scar.
Then who is the man in the photograph?
The man in the photograph?
We saw a photograph on your table. There's a man in that photograph. A man with a scar.
You said you didn't know him.
Did I?
You know the man in the photograph.
Oh, yes. I know that man.
He has a scar. It's the same man.
Is it? How interesting.
Who is he? Who is that man?
My nephew.
Your nephew?
The man in that photograph is my nephew.
But...
Now I'll go back to the house. You have no more questions, I'm sure.
We won't ask any more now.
But perhaps we'll ask more later.
One day you'll ask too many questions. Then you'll be sorry.
Perhaps.
I'm warning you.
You're warning us?
Advising, then. I'm advising you. You'll remember my advice, won't you?
We'll remember you.
You'll take your snake away, won't you?
I'll take him home. Come along. You'll go home now. You'll go home too, won't you?
We'll go home.
Good night, Miss Green. Good night, Mr. Blake.
Good night.
And you will remember my advice, won't you? No more questions. Please.
He'll make trouble.
Force it.
He warned us.
He is worried.
I'm worried, too. What will he do next?
What will we do next? He's hiding something.
Yes, he's hiding something.
We'll find out what it is.
Will we?
Then we'll find the thief. And then we'll find the pendant.
Will we?
Yes, we will.
You're late, Mr. Blake.
Oh, no, Mrs. Cave, I'm early. Look at the time. It's not 10 o'clock yet.
I know the time. You know my rules.
Yes, Mrs. Cave, I know your rules. You lock the door at 11:30.
You know my rules about visitors. No visitors after 10 o'clock.
But we said good night outside.
Who said good night outside?
My friend and I.
There is a visitor waiting in your room.
A visitor in my room?
A man.
Who is he?
I don't know. He asked for you. But it's nearly 10 o'clock, and you know my rules.
What is a man doing in my room?
He's waiting for you, Mr. Blake.
I'll go up to him.
It's nearly 10 o'clock.
I know your rules, Mrs. Cave. He won't stay long.
Lesson 18.